Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four, the last segment of God Invention Radio with Ron Papil. Just like to take a moment and thank the rest of our sponsors. Of course, United Inventors Association, UIAUSA.org, Adley Law Group, QuickPatents.com, VenturePitch 2012. Damon John's going to be at an event. Take a look at the banner on the front of Got Invention there. Click on it and you'll see info on that. And ICKC Invention Contest. Thank you for all your support. All right, Ron, finish that story.
Yeah. Anyway, as I said earlier at the beginning of the show, media is the key. And so when you buy media and the station has a price that's really commensurate with its audience, and you never get the straight story from the TV station. When you get orders, those orders duplicate themselves, and that's how you know if you're going to win. Let me explain that.
Okay.
For the new guy on the block that's never bought media for his product, in the infomercial business, when you get, let's say you get 15 orders on a TV station at 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, that's all that station is worth at 4 o'clock on that particular day. Next week, the same day, apples and apples, same time slot, you're going to get around 15 orders. So you can quantify what that spot is worth. So when you initially buy the first spot, you really don't know how many orders you're going to get. You know the orders will be similar in that time spot going forward for the next 6 months to a year and a half. And so you got to find out. And so when you make money on the first third of those stations that my friend experienced, he was able to buy. He was lucky, and he bought time right. Those stations, you just keep buying them. Keep buying, buy another 2 or 3 months going out, because you know you're going to get 15 orders every time you buy that one spot. And, of course, you have other spots, and the same thing holds for them. Now, the stations that you broke even on, you go back to the sales manager of the TV station and you say, hey, look, I only got X number of orders on that spot that I bought. And if you want me to buy that spot again, I'm not making any money. I have the independent company who captures the orders contact the station and give them the exact information that I got. We got so many orders from that time slot. And the sales manager sees that that's the number of orders that came in. And I said, well, look, if you charge me a few hundred dollars less, I can make a profit, and I'll keep on your station. And so a percentage of them will acquiesce to you, and they'll drop their price a few hundred dollars so you can make a profit. And those stations that you lost money on, they just charge you too much money. It wasn't a reflection of your product. And so you find other TV stations to replace them, and you start off small, and you cross the country slowly. And that's how you build up your budget. You might start out spending $25,000 a week, but in 6 months, you're spending $600,000 a week.
Right, but the average inventor most likely is not going to be in that position.
He's going to start off small.
Right.
And but listen, when I started off small. But you take the profits that you're making and you reinvest it in more TV stations.
Makes sense.
And so you keep renegotiating with the break-evens, get your percentage of those good ones. You drop the bad ones and find new TV stations. And that's how you end up with a lot of good TV stations making your profit across the country.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, that's the way a lot of businesses...
But don't be depressed because you lost money on a third of the stations.
You got to test.
That was a function of spending too much money with an audience that was too small.
Well, that makes absolute sense. It's just like a business also. You tap certain advertisements and you see what works and what doesn't work.
Right, exactly.
Makes sense. Ron, tell us, there's, like I said earlier in the interview here, that there's inventors at all different stages of the invention process, and you've seen it all and you've been through it all. And can you give us some words of wisdom for the inventors listening out there? We're at all different stages. Some are really excited. We're on highs and we're lows, and it's an emotional roller coaster, but tell us how to get through
it. Well, first of all, there are very few people who make big money in the infomercial business, in the direct response business. Not unless you have many, many products like a Telebrands, not unless you have quality products and continuity programs like Gunther Renker. You know, you can talk the big game, but unless you go into it the right way, you'll never get there. The smaller products, and of course there's always a market for small products and small money. If you're willing to make the same effort to make $1 million, you're willing to make $50,000 or $25,000, that's what's going to happen. And so it's your idea, but, you know, you must deliver the promise. If you're going to create a product, it's got to be of quality nature. It's got to do what you say it does. Trying to create empty boxes, only Undertakers sell empty boxes and get away with it. But there's a lot of that out there, and you don't want to be one of those guys. So you deliver the promise, you make a good advertisement, you start small, you're going to have winners with a good product and a good advertisement, you're going to have break-evens, and you're going to lose money. Learn how to deal with the break-evens and learn how to deal with the ones where you lost money. The ones you make money, just keep buying them and keep adding to the pile. And that's the best advice I can give to anyone on the invention. But, you know, invention is only one aspect of it. Then you have to learn the marketing aspect. How do you maximize the monies? Did you know that most of the profit that I make is not so much on the basic product that is sold in the infomercial? It's the upsells. So my deep fryer that's coming out, you can buy, I make the best blossoming onion cutter for home use in the world today. It's a French fry cutter. It does a lot of things. It slices and it dices. But the key is it makes this beautiful flowered onion that the customer can have with 4 minutes of frying, and it's fried in olive oil, and olive oil is healthier. And then I make a shaker, so you don't get the breading and eggs all over your hands, the mess. So there's a variety of other products, almost a half a dozen products, that are part of my invention to create profitability.
Mm-hmm.
And so those upsells are paramount. If you think you're going to take a good product, put it on TV, and not have good upsells that are highly profitable, it's not going to happen. So there's something else your listener will learn. It's not just the product you're inventing. What else can you find related to it, to that product, that you can take that customer, you have their credit card number, they've bought your product, you have them on the phone, give them a good deal on some ancillary products related to the product you're selling. It's that profitability that keeps you on the air. Now, when you break even and make money in the infomercial or direct response business, you're creating a lot of advertising.
Right.
One day, you go to retail. Now, I don't believe in going to retail right away. I like to wait 2 or 3 years before doing that and let the buyers beg you for the product.
That's some great, great advice throughout the entire show. Ron Papil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so very much, Brian, and good luck to all your listeners out there, and hopefully we'll have some big winners out there.
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night from Got Invention Radio. Follow ronpapil.com. Good night.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
I have some good news for a change. With the stressful times upon us, having a regular glass of wine has proved in many studies to reduce stress. Want some more stress-relieving tips? VinVillage.com is an exciting new social organization connecting wine lovers around the country with an exclusive local and online wine lifestyle experience. VinVillage members can meet others online and in person, attend wine dinners and tastings, participate in forums, blogs, and wikis, purchase limited and exclusive wines, even create your own wine. You heard me, create your own wine. And best yet, membership is free. So reduce some of the stress and have some fun. Join now and connect with thousands of other like-minded wine lovers. To learn more, go to VinVillage.com. That's www.vinvillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect. Mm-hmm.